Blog Talk Radio.
Green, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. We will be teaching on the book of Romans, the 9th chapter, the 17th to the 33rd. Just will complete this chapter. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I'm here to confirm that all the glory of the coming of the Lord that you have read in the Bible and the books, they all, I can affirm you, they are true, they are authentic, because mine eyes have seen them, the glory of the Lord. I've seen Him in His glory. I've seen Him in His power. I've seen His power demonstrate. I've seen His glory shine. I've seen His anointing manifest itself. And I've seen the scale drop from the eyes and make them see. My friend, neighbors, brothers, and sisters, this world today is in the most pathetic situation that humanity has ever seen. Thirty minutes is not enough for me to relate to you when one man will take a gun and kill his 3 young sons, my friend, what next? When one man will kill his young daughter and hit him for a year, and then get her skull and begin to chop it up in little pieces before he was caught. My friend, these are things that are going on in the world today that you call home. My friend, my Lord, God make a perfect world, beautiful world. Told Adam and Eve, occupy till I come. But people go searching for new things. People go searching for new places to shop. People go searching for new place to eat. People go searching for new clothes to wear, new cars to buy. But my friend, Satan is searching also. Yeah. But the Lord said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Are you ready to call upon the name of the Lord? Now, my friend, it is up to you to call or not to call. Call from a pure heart. I'm sure he will save your soul. But if you refuse to call, he will not save your soul. He is not going to take you against your will. You have to be willing to call. Just like he's hungry, a baby is hungry, they cry for food. And that cries mean they are calling for food. And the mother will hear the cry. And will come to the rescue. My friend, today, the cry has been made many years ago. I'm only here to remind you, the cry is yet going forth every day. If we sing a song, I wouldn't hear the cry. My friend, if you cry unto the Lord, he stand with outstretched hand. Whosoever will, let him come. Drink up the water freely. My friend, this is a universal call to repentance. Repentance from your sin. He'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on the solid rock. He'll establish your going. He'll put a song in your mouth. Praises in your mouth. And a song in your heart to the Most High God. They let the dumb, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the lame, hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am a part of this. Unashamed. You know, my friend, there are many people today ashamed to own Jesus. They are ashamed to call upon his name. But if you call him, and you are blind from a sincere heart, the scale will drop from your eye. He will answer you. Let the blind call and receive sight. Let the dumb call, receive hearing. The blind, the deaf will receive hearing. The dumb speak. The sick heal. The lame walk. Hungry bread. The thirsty water. The weary rest. Sad, be glad. A naked, a crown, a garment of righteousness. Whosoever call, I set before you. The book of Isaiah said, I set before you this day a blessing and a cursing. Now you can choose ye this day If you chose a blessing, he will save your soul. If you turn away from him, he will not save your soul. So it's to you. Chose ye this day. Who you gonna, what side you on? A lot of folks say, well, I'm on the good man's side. Some say, I don't know what side I'm on. Some said, I don't know. Well, I tell you, you are on one. There is two sides. And I'm sure you all can find yourself on one of those sides. You find yourself. And if you find yourself on the wrong side, I plead with you today. Find some time to switch sides. Because, amen, in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench, that's no way to get paid. That's no sweet way to get paid, boy. If you think it's sweet, the devil say, ha, ha, ha. You will pay your dues. You will pay your fare. And I'm sure the land you save in the lake of fire, because that's the pay you work for. My friends, I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am his disciple, Jesus' disciple. I'm finished with the worldly thinking. I need no prosperity, position, promotion, popularity to be seen, to be heard. I don't need to be at the top of the pyramid to be praised, recognized, or rewarded. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is sought, my guide is fixed, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, and my way is rough, my companions are few. My guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought. I will not be bought. I will not be compromised, detoured, nor away, turn back or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, or neither ponder at the pool of popularity or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I've stayed up, stored up, stayed up, paid up, preach up for the cause of Jesus. I am his disciple, and when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. But my friend, today I want you to know. I want you to know. From the time I came in this world, they was trying to shut me up. But my God has placed me here as a messenger to bring this gospel to the ends of the earth. My God have kept me here for this purpose. For these last days, there are division everywhere. They are fighting everywhere. Everybody wants to get what the other person have. I mean, y'all, murders. They are murderers. are people murdering just like they are shooting ducks in the pond, my friend. My friend, where are you? How do you stand? Or with the master? So we're gonna in the 17th verse of the 9th chapter of the Rome, he said, for the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this cause, purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore had he mercy on whom he will have mercy, on whom he will harden. Thou wilt say then unto me, why does he yet find fault? For who had resist his will? Question. There's two questions in this verse. Thus will say then unto me, why does he yet find fault? Or he has the right to find fault. Shall he the things from say to him that formed it? Why hast thou made me thus? Are you questioning why you were made? Had not the potter's power over the clay? Ah, yeah. Don't you know the potters have power over the clay? Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and the other vessel unto dishonor. It can make you good or it can make you bad. But there is a condition that you have to meet in order that it can make you good. See, what if God willingly to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction. He made a vessel of wrath. So those need to be destroyed, will destroy. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Yes, his riches that he have store waiting for you. The riches of his glory and the vessels of his mercy. Oh, he had prepared before time to give you. But there's a condition that one have to make in order to obtain it. Even so, whom he had called, not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentiles, as he said also in Hoseas, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the numbers of the children of Israel be as the sand on the sea, The remnants shall be saved. For he will furnish the work and cut the short in righteousness. Because the short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And Israel said before, expect the Lord. Except the Lord of the Sabbath had left us a seed. We has been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. You remember Sodom and Gomorrah? Not a one saved. He burned the whole city up. Yep. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which follow not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. Our beloved, righteousness is all about faith. Without faith, it's impossible for you to see God. Without faith, it's impossible to see God. But Israel, which follow after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumble at that stumbling stone, my friend. If you alluded to righteousness, it's by faith. So if you don't have any faith, you will not obtain righteousness. But, my friend, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of defense. And whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. Beloved, today, before I leave you, I'd like to tell you about the hellbound train. I'd like to leave this impression on you. There was two trains that bound. One train was bound for glory, where the gates are pearl and the streets of gold, silver water running down the throne of God. And the luscious garden in the background where the tree of life standing. And my God is standing, sitting at the gate. Outside I am, the cherubim hide his face. And they bow down saying, holy, holy. And they are bound for the city that is made of gold, where the gates are pearl and the streets of gold. And they all singing, angels singing, holy, 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 my Lord. Amen. There is no night there. There is no pain there. There is no ache there. No sorrows, no death, no sickness. Because my God promised he'll wipe away all tears from your eye. He'll wipe the tears, and there will be no more weeping. I will live. But there's another train bound for hell, where the woman die not, and the fire not quench. That train, called the hellbound train, My friend, the devil himself is the engineer. He not trusting anyone to be the engineer. He want to make sure he land you and you get fully paid for your the work you've done. He said, ha, 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 ha. You are murder. You have stolen. You have stealed. You have cheated. You have lied. You have plundered. You have the fraud. The motherless. The fatherless. And you have cheated the poor. You have cheated. You have robbed. And you have murdered the innocent. You have sent those to the gallows. But he said, now it's time. I'll land you. It's time for your pay. Say, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. Ah, you had paid your fare already. That's why you are headed in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Beloved, today, that's an awesome reward for a lifetime living. Our beloved, how atrocious. See, this is why I am here today. Please, would you admonish you, counsel you. Do you still have a little time to get on the heavenbound train? Because they say he's coming in such an hour that you know not. He said, one day the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And those who are alive, you'll be caught up. Don't you want to be caught up? Those who, when the trumpet of God sound, those in the grave, you will burst the grave, and those who are yet alive will caught up. Ah, what a day that will be. One day we are looking for that day. When the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we all go to meet him. The song said, we all go to meet him. Yes, we all go to meet him. But there will be some disappointed soul that will not have on the wedding garment to meet him. And my friend, this is why I'm trying to impress you today. You too can get on the heavenbound train. God bless you.